Blog Talk Radio.
Weekend. This is May Pang talking to you. I'm surprised. I'm actually up. I'm up to bed at 5. So I'm still partying from my birthday weekend, which I'm having a great time. Cynthia, how is it down in Nashville?
Yeah,
you didn't make it.
I think we saw the searchlights up in the sky way down here. Has the confetti settled yet?
Oh my God, no. I mean, we've been on the move for, let's see, since our special guest Frida Kelly has arrived, and with my other friend Vera, you know, and Phil, they, my Liverpool buddies, and we had a whole bunch of people. My best friend Pamela from Florida. We had another friend Deborah from California. I've had some other people. There were just we had people from Canada. We had people from all over the place that changed their schedule just to be here. It was just it's great. Just great.
Well,
and I'm sorry
I am working. So glad. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? You know I was there in spirit, but had to work. That's my usual thing. So one day I'm going to call you and say, May, I won Powerball, or sell my book, one or the other. And off
one
of
the
ball
other.
An adventure. Yeah, because I really would love to travel with you and our special guest and our pal Nancy Lee, because you girls always have so much fun.
It was just, it was just the best time. And there was the jam session was great. So,
I bet.
Oh yeah. So you know what? Let's bring Frida on.
Let's bring our special guest on.
Yeah,
because we've gotten so much chatter over this guest, and I know we've got a lot of live listeners today because her story in the whole legend that is the Beatles, her story certainly is probably one of the closest, and she's been so protective of her relationship with them, and I got to admire her discretion. You know, to be a 17-year-old and to be thrown into certainly what none of them had any idea would manifest is just a statement in the kind of person that she is anyway. And all these years later, she's a subject of her own documentary, Good Old Frida. And without further ado, your good friend and certainly the best friend to the Beatles. We'd like to welcome to the show Frida Kelly. Hey, Frida.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you? And how is everybody that's listening?
Well,
you know, I'm in May Pang's house at the moment looking out, and the weather is beautiful here. And all the colors of the trees are fabulous.
Well, you know,
I'm so glad
you know,
I'm here.
Well, thank you. But you know, Frida, people know when I have a party or something. You know that, and Cynthia, you could test. I always get good weather no matter what happens.
She does.
And they can say it's
snows. I'll have to make sure I'm here next year then, May. I like that
weather. That's right. We had a great time. I mean, we got off the plane. I said, they said, oh, I'm game for anything. I said, well, great. We're going to see the chiller. She goes, what's a chiller? I said, it's a convention. And she walked in, and she didn't know what to expect. And I started introducing her to people. And they go, oh, are you here this time to do, you know, because I do the convention sometimes, and as one of the guests. And I said, no, I'm just going around to say hello to people. And I was introducing her to so many people. They were like, oh, my God, you're here. Can we take a picture? Can we do this? And it was great. It was great fun.
It was good. One of the good things was meeting Alice Cooper Mount.
Oh, yeah. Dennis Dunaway.
The
whole
group. They were there. So
the
that
band.
Was great, you know, and loads of other people. Where I should have really put my grandson in my pocket. Because a lot of people, he would have loved to have seen a lot of those people walking around.
Oh, I know. That, because they
well, you know,
up.
Frida, May was on a mission there anyway, because our friend, Bill Mumy, promised May and I 2 years ago that, that he would fix us up with some available gentlemen, and it never happened.
And I went in, and when we went into the Lost in Space, you know, with that big machine that you saw that was standing, I went over to Bill, and finally, because I had never met him but in person, but we spoke because he did the show. And I said, so you failed us. Oh God.
Yeah, but you might have got Dracula or Frankenstein. Can you imagine that?
Hey, you know, Frida, I'm not picky, Frida. You got to see my retinue, okay?
Come on.
This is my qualifications now. Must have teeth. All right, that's it.
Well, here's the best part.
I'll introduce
yet.
You to one of my dogs. They've got teeth. No,
oh,
I'm only joking, girls. I haven't got any dogs now. You know, cause I'm still working full time.
Yeah, so
but
we do none
have,
of us.
I do have two cats, you know, yeah. But they're friendly.
They're
easy. Friendly.
Yeah, but here's the best part. So then the next night, I take them now, and you know, Vera and Phil, and I said we're going. I said where we're going. I said we're going to go see a band called the Fab Four, and they. A lot of you know, they're a tribute in the sense to all the Beatles' music. They don't dress up like them, not a bit, but they perform just their music, and you would think a lot of it was the Beatles themselves because they used all the instruments, and they did a great drumming bit in the Strawberry Fields, and it was great, and it was magnificent. And then after, they all came out, and I start to introduce Frida. I said, you know Frida Kelly. They look at me and they go, yes. I said, you know, from good old Frida, the documentary. Oh, I love the documentary. I said, well, don't you want to meet her? They go, what? You mean she's here? I said, yes,
oh,
that's what
God.
I'm trying to tell you. And they go, I don't understand.
Oh, that was a great night. It was a great night. I mean, there's absolutely brilliant musicians.
Yeah.
You know, but what I liked them playing the numbers that the Beatles never actually played live, you know, so that was so interesting to me. But they were great guys as well, because one of them, I had a laugh with one of them, the guy that's the bass player on one of your television programs.
You're talking about Will Lee. Yes, the blonde.
Yeah. He was saying to me, he said, I've watched your film, and I went, oh, good, you know, hope you enjoyed it. And he said, I didn't just get it off Netflix. I actually bought it, and I said,
"Oh,
good for you." Do you want me to ask you questions about it to make sure you watched it? And another guy, Jack. You know, I had a laugh with him, but they were all good. You know, I met them all, and they were really nice.
Bozier was like so like, oh my God, I can't believe it. You know, the guy with the glasses.
Well, I mean,
he was the other.
All these years later, May, and I know how it is with you when you meet John Lennon fans, but Frida, all these years later, does it not sometimes, like, totally, I'm going to use a word, I might be using it incorrectly, gobsmack you that people still have this obsession and they want to get any little detail, any little bit out of you about these boys?
Well, no, because, you know, everybody knows my age anyway. But, you know, for 40-odd years, I'd done nothing. I didn't live in Liverpool. I lived on the Wirral. People didn't know what I'd done. So, you know, I had quite a solid life, you know, normal life with bringing my children up and everything. And then, you know, in one way, the timing was right because I live on my own and, now my grandson's come along. And I actually did do the DV for him, never thinking it would go the way it's gone. But since I've done, you know, quite a few appearances and festivals and things like that, I am enjoying that because, I'm meeting genuine Beatle fans and, you know, I still have in my head, you know, I, personally, I'm one of the biggest Beatle fans. I think I'm the number one Beatle fan.
Yeah,
I've had this out with a couple of people, and they go, oh, I'm the number one Beatle fan. I said, I don't think so. I am. But it's nice because, you know, they're all lovely, and you just have something in common with them. I do like the one-to-one contact with them rather than, you know, getting on stage and doing questions and answers. I mean, I can cope with that. You know, although I'm nervous inside, I give the impression that I'm, you know, very cool, calm and collect. I do that outwardly, but inwardly I'm not. But afterwards, when people come up to me and like the Fab Four and, you know, talking to them, I do like the one-to-one contact. I do like that.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I mean, that's why when they all come up and, you know, And it's great to be able to give them people, like, for instance, in case with John, when people would come up and they say, what was John like? And if when they read certain things that I've posted, that they actually get a sense of what he was about when he was with me. And it's great because they said, I just feel like I know him a little bit better. And they just want that. And I,
yeah.
You know, it's great that they do. And it, you know, and but it was so much fun because then last night, the real party.
the party of the year.
The party of the year. Everybody, and I really, really thank all the musicians that came. And there were so many that was so upset they couldn't make it because of gigs and, you know, they had to
Mabel,
do.
Oh, Mabel, how many played last night?
I know.
Couldn't have fitted any more in.
I know.
You know that jam session was amazing, wasn't it?
Yes.
It always is, Frida. And they all act like they've been playing together forever. That's the thing that amazes me.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Well, it doesn't amaze me because, you know, Liverpool does that.
Yeah.
You know, we have, you know, two charity organizations in Liverpool. And if there's musicians in town on the Thursday or the Wednesday, they just go along. And sometimes you'll have four bass players and no drummer, you know. But they all get, you know, because they're such experienced musicians, they just get up and they will just look at each other and go, do you know such and such a song? And then go straight into it. Which is, you know, that amazed me about musicians, you know, that they can do that. And last night was just... It was a dream. We were just sitting there and thinking, my God, you know. And then there was a drummer, Billy, with his son, which I loved.
Yeah, Bill, our friend Billy.
Was great.
Oh, but you know, want to hear the funny part about it, though. Now, they had a double drum set. So our friend Billy Amendola over there and his son Maddie, who's so talented, they play drums together, and that's a very rare thing. So apparently at his own engagement party, Maddie, they said, oh, you want to play the two of us? He goes, no. But at my party, he did. So they would do it for me. He would do it for me. He wouldn't bother doing it for them.
But that was good. And the sax player was fine. I mean, I don't know these
Eric Lawrence. There's a few I didn't know myself. And then there was John Paris. This time there were also a lot of more female
players. Which I liked.
Yes.
You know, near the end, the young musicians coming in.
Yes.
And you know, there's a bass player.
Lisa Brigantino,
she's favorites. Fantastic.
She's fantastic. Yeah. Then there's Roberta Fabiano. I mean, it was like, it was just, I can't even tell you, there was so many. And it was so good. Oh. And then I have to give Benny Harrison, the keyboard player that was out there, and then we had Simon Kirk from Free and Bad Company doing a guest bit. We had Kenny Aronson, great bass player, and then our own Vinnie Martell actually showed up.
Did Vinnie?
And his wife sang, it was wonderful. John Paris, it was. Just an amazing night, and I'm sorry if I left out anybody. Godfrey Townsend, who was a backing band for the Happy Together tour, he was
and,
up
and
there
playing. And the guy
playing.
That was in the Beatles thing.
Right, Pete Santora, he was in the Beatlemania, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he was great, because one of the songs he done was, she was just 17, you know what I mean? I love that. I always want to get up and jive on that one.
I did get up to dance
near the end.
Oh, there you go.
I had a few drinks down me. I got up and danced.
See, it was so much fun. But, you know, and then Mark Hudson got up and performed.
Oh, you mean
tonight.
My fiancé?
Yeah,
my fiancé.
You're engaged to Mark, too?
Please give him his full title.
Oh, Frida, that list is long. That list is long. Yeah, his fiancé.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He wears my T-shirt.
That's right. But Mark is performing tonight at the Iridium. We're all going to go see him too. And if anybody hasn't seen his show, they should. He's really funny. And
well,
he
done a brilliant set last night as well.
Oh, yeah.
He was organizing them all on stage.
Yes, he's going, okay.
That's Mark.
Because he said to me, he goes, if I'm coming to your party, I'm getting up on stage. I said, okay, all right. You know, I did. I felt. Then, oh wait a minute. Then my cousin at the end. I didn't even see the food because I was so busy saying hello. I was being turned around over
great.
And over.
The food was lovely. It was really nice. It was hot and cold, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And fruit.
And yeah. And then my cousin comes in at the last minute with Chinese roast pork that he made, 10 pounds of it. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, and
where we have breakfast, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
Do cookies
and my local
or
diner.
Your diner.
Yeah, we
love that diner. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Archie and Kathy, but Kathy, the wife, made a special Greek cookie for me, and I didn't have one. Not one, because they all had it.
Well,
I
asked half of them, maybe
they good.
And also, Mark Preston, can we mention Mark Preston?
Yes.
Because
Mark.
I wouldn't be here only for Mark Preston.
That's right.
Mark, he's a lovely guy. Yeah.
Yeah, as a gift, he brought Frida over for me.
I was May's present.
Yes.
I was going to say to him, you know, what you should have done was buy a big cardboard cake. And I couldn't pop out of it. but then again, you see.
Would it have been Frida in a bikini? Would you have been in a bikini jumping out of a cake,
Mentally, I'm
Frida.
16, 17, and I think I can do the bikini, and I'm skinny. But somewhere or other, people are telling me, no, Frida, you're 17 now. You can't act like that anymore.
Yeah, I know. And then finally, of course, you know, Lionel. You know, who does a lot of commentary, political satire and commentary and humor stuff.
Oh, the guy in the suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was
brilliant.
He actually did a little introduction when the cake was being brought out. He was fabulous.
Yeah.
And Steve
from the cutting room.
Steve from the cutting room.
Yeah.
I got to
thank
Steve for allowing me for all these years, 15 years, to have my party over there. And it was his birthday on Friday. And
was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, it was his birthday on Friday, and he had that night, was Jimmy Webb was performing there that night at the club. But we went to Chiller instead.
You should have cut me in two, May. You should have cut me in two.
I know. But it was so much fun, and we it was so filled with so much to do. And we're doing tonight, we're going to do this other thing. And then she's on a plane to go back tomorrow.
And then I'm in work.
And then you're at work. Exactly.
to your regular life.
Yeah. Well, I was in New York on Monday. I only had 2.5 days at home, and then I'm back in New York again. And my boss is a judge at times. And then he rang me from London, because I then said to him, oh, hello, Richard, I'm in, you know, and started doing work. And he said, I'll see you Friday. And I went, no, you won't see me Friday, Richard. I'll see you next Wednesday. And he said, what? I forgot to tell you, I'm back in New York on Friday.
Well, wait till you see. He gets the chance that he can actually see the photos this time. Really, with everybody performing, it's going to be. It's on Facebook. I'm going to write a little thing on it. It'll be on my website, because I'll put pictures that not on Facebook will be on my little storyline. It's great. We had there were so many people there, and I thank everybody for the gifts. I came home with a real stash.
Oh, May, it took me an hour getting them out of the car.
Wait a minute, we're still not done yet. We still have more downstairs that's in the car that we didn't take out. And we came home with two loads. Yeah, and I want to thank everyone. Everybody was great. It was lovely. I mean,
I'd like to thank everybody that came up to me or that I was introduced to, because they were so nice and, you know, receptive. So.
Yeah, I mean, we decided... right, Frida, you and I, and getting in, and we'll go on the road as the three amigas.
We'll
we're going
to
go out
Nancy
and do it.
In on that one.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And Sim can be the road manager. We need a road manager.
Yeah, we need a road manager. You'll be good with that, Sim.
Yeah, no, girls. I'm not the road manager. I get too much trouble.
Together.
I'll be the one you'll be bailing out somewhere, okay? I can't manage. That's no good for me.
It was quite interesting.
And Cindy, we'll have to sack you after the first month.
That's right.
There you go.
But you said you wanted to travel with us, so we got to figure out something.
Oh, yeah, We can get somebody else to do that lackey work. I got to be a party girl, okay? Party girl. Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, we'll find another road manager.
I guess we'll have to.
Oh, my
I got it. You know what? I got to thank Mike Sinclair for doing the sound that last night. Mike's audio. He got up and he did the sound for the band out there, so that we could hear everybody. It sounded great, and everybody.
He's an
wonderful.
English boy, isn't he, man?
Yes,
is
he was
English?
Quite a
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And then of course, you know what's funny? I have a friend named Bob, and we've been calling him Bob the Builder.
Oh, very, yeah. But we now know who you're talking about. When she says Bob the Builder, we can automatically, because there's so many Bobs.
There was.
I brought a Bob with me last night from Washington. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
He works at the Senate.
Yes, and
Bob
he works
Becker.
At the Senate. And we go, which Bob are we talking about? So finally, so in fact, Vera says, I gave you name Bob the Builder. And he goes, what? And we started laughing.
Bob the Builder. Ah, yes. Is she blushing, Frida, when she says that name? Just curious.
No. What is it? He's a conveyancing lawyer. I don't know what you call it over here, but in England it's conveyancing. It's housing. So she's put the housing into, he's a builder. So that's where Bob the Builder comes from.
So that's where, yes, he's a nice guy, and he takes a lot of photographs on his spare time, and he's a photographer for when he does the Fab Faux. And also Rennie, who manages them, also was.
He came along. Yeah.
Yeah, he came along too.
They've been in Liverpool. They played in Liverpool.
I know you missed it.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't there that time.
Yeah, last year.
But otherwise, I would definitely have gone and seen them.
I know. I'm going to post that.
But you know,
it's
great seeing them this time. At least I've seen them now.
Yeah. So now you get a chance, and they'll be so thrilled. Yeah, we had a great. This was definitely a fun weekend I haven't had in such a long time. And I really, as I said, everybody that was there was somebody I wanted to be there, really. Because I couldn't invite the world, but I wanted, there were certain people I definitely wanted. It was a special birthday. And I didn't realize it was a great birthday party,
wasn't it?
And yeah.
You'll remember this for a while.
Oh, I definitely will.
Well, until next year.
Oh, you're coming back, I know.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming back next year, whether you like it or not.
I know.
I'm on your list. I'm on your hit list.
We better get that fund.
I better get back to work quick.
Yeah. We've had a couple of birthdays this year, and we've both been doing our thing, so it's great, you know.
Yeah, it was my 50th May.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to go with that. That's a good number. It's
no,
totally
I think you go the other way. People will be thinking, oh, she's not wearing well at all.
Oh, and you know what was great? I had friends over also that came by, Linda and Kathy. They work with Lou Christie, and it was great. For them. They dropped in for 2 seconds also because Lou was on tour, and so he couldn't come. But he would have been there if he was in town. It would have been fun. Just fun. It was just, Cynthia, I'm sorry you weren't there, but you could be, I'm telling you, you want to be on
one
the road.
You'll have to organize your life for next year.
Okay. Those words that you just said, Frida, organize my life. Yeah. Come on. But that's okay. You know what, girls? One day we will all party together, and I think we should go away, like, for a long weekend someplace. Of course, after we're there, we'll never be able to go there again.
No, I know. We won't be allowed back.
That's right. I mean, seriously. You know, Frida, we could Skype. We'll Skype Cynthia in after the show so you can see what she looks like.
Oh, no. Go.
Yeah, but
okay, give me 5 minutes to go
like,
in and comb my hair. Yeah. Give me 5. I gotta like fix myself up. Where's my makeup girl?
Well, I'm actually in May's main room, her sitting room, what we would call in England, in my pajamas. So I'm not Skyping anybody.
Oh dear. Oh my goodness. Well, I
that
hate to say, but I think
how good a night it was.
Yeah, it was great. It was great night, and you know, Suzanne was a great help, and Helene and
Suzanne
they dragged the gifts. Yeah, you know, everybody's dragging the gifts back, and you know, it was a Pat.
Well, poor Suzanne this morning was trying to rescue all the flowers, put them in all different vases, you know. So they all come alive again.
No, and Pat.
I think she needs to stick me
sure
in a vase with
great.
Water to make me come alive again.
I know.
Oh
we
my
have to
gosh!
Eat. Well, we haven't eaten yet. We haven't eaten a thing yet. We just only had a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and that's it.
And plus,
I ate too much last night.
Did you?
I ate too much last night.
Well, and then Frida's on a different. She's going to have to get herself back on a different time schedule too. Good luck with that, Frida. Yike, mighty.
Yeah, because she gets.
Oh,
in,
I'm
she
getting used to it
in.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm not
she's gotten used to it. Listen to the world traveler now. Oh, I'm just. I said something about going. She says, "Have you ever been to Mexico?" I said, "No, not really the Mexico." She tells me, "Oh, you know, the what is it? The Prime Minister or somebody that calls you now?"
No, one of he's in their parliament. He's the Minister for Tourism. Such a
oh, my goodness. Well, maybe we're looking. Maybe we should move past Bill Mooney and have Frida hook us up. Come on, Frida. I like Latin men. I like Spanish guys. I love Mexicans. Come on.
So you like a dark-haired man then?
Hey, at this point,
so you would have been in love with all of the Beatles then, because they were all dark.
No, you know what, Frida? I'm not a Beatles fan. Now, don't, like, fall on the floor or anything, but I'm not.
No.
But I'm going to tell you something, and you'll appreciate this. Knowing May, I shouldn't say I'm not a Beatles fan. I really am not into music. Now, when I say that, I mean I don't have a huge CD collection or anything. I don't listen to the music on my radio. I'm just not. But I now appreciate the catalog of work that these men did from the time they started to the time they separated and went their own way and to the time that some of them, their lives ended. I can appreciate that, and it is mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling.
Mm. You know, I mean, they done one, what we call album, LP in England in the 60s. They done that in one day.
Yeah.
These groups now are taking 6 months or 5 years.
6 months? That's short. You're talking about a couple
I think
of
Adele
years.
Is bringing a new one out, isn't she?
Yeah, she just did, yeah.
Yeah, it was 5 years since the last one or something like that.
So
that's
it's,
crazy.
Yep. She felt that she wasn't creative enough, so she thought she never would be able to write another album. But apparently this album is very good, and so good luck to her.
Oh, she's fabulous. I loved her last work.
Yeah.
So she's fantastic. But you know what? It's almost like, Frida, there's some people who their best effort is their first effort, and then they try to play catch-up for the rest of their career. And the Beatles were never that. Never.
No.
Even
they
when they
moved
broke
on,
up.
You never know what you were going to get, you know.
Exactly.
What was going to come out.
And I mean, the fact that you were there when it all began, and you have stories that I'm sure you even haven't shared yet, that it's like, oh, I
you
remember
mean,
this.
Stories I've forgotten?
Yeah.
Stories I've forgotten?
You know.
I know. Until somebody reminds you. But I love the one, you know, you just don't know. Oh, you know, it was really lovely. My friend Braden came over also to the party, and Braden, of course, works with Julian Lennon, and it was great. And I got a nice bottle of wine from Julian, so it was great. You know who's here? Wait a minute, you know who's here also in town at the moment? Ringo.
Oh, oh really?
Oh yeah, he's in New Jersey today, isn't he?
At some place. Oh, no, he's in Manhattan today at a bookstore, apparently selling his art or something.
His first 200 books or something.
Oh, yeah,
somebody mentioned
like
it last night.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but we're recuperating from our thing. Oh, and guess what? Frida, we're winding down.
I don't think so. I've only got one day left, mate.
Okay.
I'm not winding down until I'm on the plane. I'll wind down on the plane.
Anyway, we've got only a minute left of our show, so I'll be seeing you very soon, like when we hang up.
I'm in the next room, May.
Yeah, I know. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay.
Frida.
All right, bye,
Sam. It was awesome. I will see you soon, Frida, I promise.
Yeah. Now, make sure you do that. Don't just say words. Do it.
It will be fun.
Okay.
We're going to let you have your tea, and we're going to wrap up our show. Thanks for being a guest.
No, I think I should dive in the shower now and get my ass together.
Okay.
All right. Bye, girls.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, she's a funny girl.
I even got Donnie Kerr and Corey Gardner, who are from the Rockers on Broadway. They even showed up, and because I'm getting that award, the Ambassador of Rock Award. November 9th. People should buy tickets to come and see because Debbie Gibson's performing, you know, things like that. Yeah.
Well, that's a nice honor and good for you, and it's well deserved. And like I've said before, you have much more to your musical life than just being somebody's girlfriend. So there you go. Yeah.
Anyway, so.
And that's it, my little chicklet. Can you calm down a little and maybe slow down a little this week?
Yeah, I'm going to try. So that's it. So we'll do. And so, I bid adieu, and I will be talking to you. Okay. Okay.
That was birthday girl, Miss May Pang, and big thanks to our guest, Frida Kelly, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Cynthia Nielsen, signing off. Ta.